lab, and such a disreputable background was a difficult obstacle for a young lady to surmount. Even worse, Evie was cripplingly shy and had a stammer. Any man who tried to talk to her would later describe the encounter as an act of torture. Lillian and Daisy were sisters from New York. Their family, the Bowmans, were astonishingly, vulgarly, almost unimaginably wealthy, having made their fortune with a soap manufacturing business. They had no good blood, no manners, and no social patrons. Lillian was a fiercely loving friend, but also strong-willed and bossy. And Daisy was a dreamer who often fretted that real life was never quite as interesting as the novels she read so voraciously. As the Wallflowers helped one another navigate the perils of London society and consoled and supported one another through very real dangers, sorrows and joys, they each found a husband, and no one referred to them as Wallflowers anymore. In every social season, however, there was no shortage of new Wallflowers. Then, as now, there were always girls who were overlooked and ignored by gentlemen who really should have known better. But then, there was the Christmas when Ralph Bowman, Lillian and Daisy's oldest brother, came to England. After that, life for one London Wallflower would never be the same. 1. London, 1845. "It's official," Lillian, Lady Westcliff said with satisfaction, setting aside the letter from her brother. "Ralph will reach London in precisely a fortnight, and the clipper's name is the Whirlwind, which I think is quite apt in light of his impending betrothal." She glanced down at Annabel and Evie, who were both on the parlour floor, working on a massive circle of red velvet. They had gathered at Lillian's London house, Marsden Terrace, for an afternoon of tea and conversation. At the moment, Annabel and Evie were making a tree skirt, or rather trying to salvage the fabric from Lillian's previous efforts. Evie was snipping at a piece of brocade ribbon that had been stitched unevenly on one side, while Annabel was busy cutting a new edge of fabric and pinning it. The only one missing was Lillian's younger sister, Daisy, who lived in Bristol with her new husband. Annabel longed to see Daisy and find out how marriage suited her. Thankfully, they would all be together soon for the Christmas holiday in Hampshire. "Do you think your brother will have any difficulty convincing Lady Natalie to marry him?" Annabel asked, frowning as she encountered a large, dark stain on the fabric. "Oh, not at all," Lillian said breezily. "He's handsome, charming, and very rich. What couldn't Lady Natalie possibly object to, aside from the fact that he's an American?" "Well, Daisy said he's a rake, and some young women might not—"
"Nonsense," Lillian exclaimed. "Ralph is not at all a rake. Oh, he's sown a few oats, but what red-blooded man hasn't?"
Annabel regarded her doubtfully. Although Lillian's younger sister Daisy was generally regarded as a dreamer and a romantic, she had a streak of clear-eyed pragmatism that made her judgments quite reliable. If Daisy had said their oldest brother was a rake, there was undoubtedly strong evidence to support the assertion.
"Does he drink and gamble?" Annabel asked Lillian.
A wary frown.
"On occasion. Does he behave in rude or improper ways?"
"He's a Bowman. We don't know any better."
"Does he pursue women?"
"Of course."
"Has he ever been faithful to one woman? Has he ever fallen in love?"
Lillian frowned at her.
"Not that I'm aware of."
Annabel glanced at Evie with raised brows.
"What do you think, Evie?"
"Rake," came the succinct reply.
"Oh, all right," Lillian grumbled. "I suppose he is a rake.
But that may not be an impediment to his courtship of Lady Natalie. Some women like rakes. Look at Evie."
Evie continued to snip doggedly through the brocade ribbon, while a smile curved her lips.
"I don't like all rakes," she said, her gaze on her work. "Just one."
Evie, the gentlest and most soft-spoken of them all, had been the one least likely to capture the heart of the notorious Lord St. Vincent, who had been the definitive rake. Although Evie, with her round blue eyes and blazing red hair, possessed a rare and unconventional beauty, she was unbearably shy. And there was the stammer. But Evie also had a reserve of quiet strength and a gallant spirit